And back here on ESPN Central Texas, Craig Smoke, your boy Q, Stephen Simcox producing, and we are now joined on the phone lines by the founder of Horns Up for Peace, and also you can check him out on Soonerscoop.com. Eddie Radosovich joining us here on ESPN Central Texas to give us the Oklahoma perspective heading into the Red River rivalry on Saturday in Dallas. And Eddie, we do appreciate your time as always, man. We were talking a little bit yesterday about some of the comments coming out of Austin from the likes of B.J. Foster and Samuel Cosmi. Seems to be a lot of confidence emanating from Tom Herman's group right now. From the Oklahoma side, has there been much chirping? Has there been many headline-type quotes? Or what has been the mood with Lincoln Riley's bunch so far?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I think that I'm kind of right there with you guys. I feel like there's been, more banter out of Austin than I can remember in recent years. And, you know, obviously for the way that the program's been over the last decade, really, I can understand why there's a little bit more confident than they have been in the past couple years. So as for up in Norman, no, there really hasn't. And, I don't think that's too surprising considering kind of their leader right now, and that's Jalen Hurts. He's not going to give you much. I think that this program has, or this team rather, has kind of taken on his mentality as far as they've been to the college football playoff through the last 4 years, and this year's kind of about getting to the top of the mountain and getting over that hump. So there really hasn't been a whole lot of back and forth. I know that I wish that there was a little bit more, because I think that's what makes the, just this week in general so much fun from a coverage standpoint, from a fan base standpoint. But, you know, they're really not giving us a whole lot to run with. With that said, though, there's obviously plenty to play for on Saturday with everything that goes into the OU Texas game on top of, I think, let's be honest, if Oklahoma loses this game or if Texas loses this game, the loser of this game is probably knocked out of the national championship picture. And, for both programs right now, I think that's probably the, they'll tell you the Big 12 championship's the number one goal, but that kind of goes hand-in-hand with getting to a national championship or into a college football playoff.
You mentioned Jalen Hurts and the leadership skills that he has, but what has been just your overall feeling about him and overall take on him since he's been in Norman this season?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It almost kind of sounds stupid to say, but I think he's been a little bit better than I was expecting him to be. Now, you look at Oklahoma's non-conference schedule, obviously, I think everybody would kind of expect the numbers that they've put up, but I think it's just kind of been the way that he's been able to go about and do it. This is a team that, outside of last week against Kansas, which kind of had a quirky start with the rain delay and everything that went into that, they've been a team that's come out, and they've come out strong, and they've built multiple touchdown leads early in games, and I don't want to say it's sat on it by any means, but they've been able to build big leads, and it really hasn't been too much of they haven't been pushed too much. And, I think that is one of the more compelling storylines going into this weekend as far as, when Oklahoma is backed up in the Texas end zone and it gets loud down there, can they execute a 3rd and 13? Can Jalen Hurts stand back in the pocket and make a throw to CeeDee Lamb or make a throw to a Charleston Rambo? They really haven't been asked to do that quite yet. And I think that, or play in a game in which they have a little bit of adversity in the fourth quarter. And I think that, more than anything, we're going to learn a little bit about this Oklahoma team. Maybe not as much of are they a contender in the Big 12 or more so a question mark of can this team win a national title? And I think that is what Oklahoma fans want to know first and foremost.
What's been the biggest difference with this defense under Alex Grinch?
In a sad way, I almost think it's effort. executing the fundamentals, lining up correctly. They've been better. I think that you would find some of the more rabid OU fans that would say that, oh, this team's not better. Look at the statistics. When in reality, you just got to watch this team and the way that they've been able to tackle. They had hit the lowest of lows. Obviously, it was about a year ago this week when Mike Stoops was fired. Alex Grinch has kind of instilled a new belief in a lot of guys. And ironically enough, there's a bunch of guys that are playing for this defense right now that return from last year's team that just flat out they were not good defensively. And, you know, they've gotten better play out of the defensive line position. I think that has kind of led to a trickle-down effect into the linebacking core, opening things up for Kenneth Murray and Deshaun White, Brian Asamoah, that group of guys. And then, you know, the secondary has played better. They really, I don't think, have been tested vertically like they'll probably see this weekend with Devin Duvernay and Colin Johnson. But, you know, at the same time, you do kind of like what they've put together so far through four games. And it's kind of cliche to say, but this is a big week for them. This is probably, you know, if anything on the schedule, this is the fifth game of the season that a lot of people have looked at and said, all right, if you guys are better and you say that you're better, go out and prove it this Saturday down in the Cotton Bowl.
It's Eddie Radosovich, Soonerscoop.com, joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. Seemed like both Texas and Oklahoma, they were pulling out trick plays last week. Both teams struggled, maybe both looking a little bit ahead in their matchups with Kansas and West Virginia, but Lincoln Riley seemed to be really disappointed in kind of how he called that game. Eddie, did you sense that frustration with himself, and do you think that, I mean, he's obviously going to put on his best showing for Texas, but do you think that kind of changes or leads him to call a better game this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of funny. I think we can confirm that Lincoln Riley does not have a play call for third and goal from the 40. And they had that last week down in up in Lawrence. But yeah, you know, he was pretty tough on himself. Obviously, he's pretty critical of himself. You know, always, I guess you could say, in a way, you know, statistically, points wise, they weren't as good as they have been last week. And you know, it's going to be interesting going into this week because I do think that they have some question marks. I think as of today, they're probably going to be without Adrian Ealy. They're going to be without Eric Swenson. So those are their two starting tackles. And I think that, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he game plans as far as what they can come up with between Riley and Bill Beatenbow, the run game coordinator, and kind of protecting themselves a little bit because, you know, they're going to get some pressure from the edges. I think you kind of just have to go in knowing that. Can Oklahoma, though, hold up long enough for Jalen Hurts to open things up on the back end against the, you know, I think what a lot of people is a Texas secondary that is obviously banged up without Caden Stearns. They're down another cornerback over there, the Green Kids. So, you know, if they can hold up and give Jalen Hurts time, this kind of seems like a game that you do see a CeeDee Lamb go off and have a 220 for three touchdowns. That would be a perfect scenario for Oklahoma offensively. You know, and it is kind of funny, like you said, that Lincoln Riley calls a lot of trick plays against, you know, I think what would be considered maybe the lesser teams in this conference. He's run a lot against Kansas. He's run a lot of double reverses and quarterback throwbacks and stuff, which is kind of goes against the original grain of thought that, you know, you save those for the big game. So I've always kind of thought that is kind of interesting as far as Lincoln Riley and his play calling.
We know on Saturday Texas is going to be as physical as possible. They're going to try to be the most physical team and bring it to Oklahoma. How do the Sooners kind of defend that or kind of match their physicality?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, even though Oklahoma 7-3 in the last 10 games in this series, you've walked away from the Cotton Bowl kind of feeling like Texas kind of kicked their ass up and down the field. And, you know, that has been kind of a talking point with the players this week as far as there have been multiple times in the past years that even though they won the game, they kind of got beat up and manhandled physically. And, you know, I think that it's going to be a very interesting fourth quarter as far as can Oklahoma be the team that brings the punch. And it's kind of cliche in this game. You know, it kind of goes in line with the thought of the team that runs the ball best will be the team that wins this game. You need to be physical. And where do you kind of walk that thin line of being physical and aggressive and avoid being overly aggressive? Because, you know, you look at Oklahoma and it hasn't cost them yet, but I think going into this week, they're like 107th in the country in penalty yards per game. And that's on the bad side of it. They've had a lot of penalties that have extended drives for teams, and it hasn't cost them yet, but you get into a tight game in the Cotton Bowl, and that's certainly going to come back and bite you. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how they can walk that line. They got a lot of guys, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. I think I've told you guys before that Alex Grinch likes running a lot of guys out there, even getting up into the number of 30s as far as players used on the defensive side of the ball to keep everybody fresh. And, you know, can you stay away from backing a team up in third and 11 and then all of a sudden you get a roughing the passer call or a late hit on somebody and that extends the drive? And I think that that could be, you know, something that you look back on if Oklahoma were to get beat and say, well, you extended too many drives. You weren't able to get off the field on third down. And that's something that they were unable to do last year when little George Humphrey is dragging people 15 yards on a third and 17.
Eddie, any type of a read going into Saturday on the outcome?
You know, I know, just for the fact that it seems like, in a way, that whenever a team is a double-digit favorite in this game, might as well just take the points because it's going to come down to a one-possession game there in the fourth quarter. At the same time, it seems like when Texas comes into this game, maybe a little bit better than they have been in past years, Oklahoma shows up and plays really well. So I think I'll probably take Oklahoma, but maybe just by a touchdown.
Hey, buddy, always great to talk to you. Appreciate all that you do, and thanks so much. Have fun in Dallas this weekend.
Absolutely, gentlemen.